Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk to you about whether leaders and managers. Sounds very abstract, but let me help you understand what I mean. So in the UK now, this certainly the last week has been glorious. We've had some amazing weather. And have you noticed how everybody's happier, that much more nicer to each other, kinder to each other when the weather's good, when the sun's shining? I don't suffer from seasonally affective disorder. I know some people who do. And they are really impacted by the cold, dark nights of the winter. But come the summertime, the long days, the beautiful evenings, they just light up. And certainly I've noticed a difference in my mood. I feel fantastic during the summer. I just love the sun. I'm a sun worshipper, right? Now, what does this have to do with the world of work? Well, I guess I was thinking about managers and leaders and the role each person plays. You know, managers often get overlooked because we focus on leaders. Leaders are critical in an organization because of the culture that they can dictate. But without managers, we would be really stuck. Managers, if you take it back to an analogy of gardening, managers are like the gardener. They sow the seeds. They water the seeds. They pull out the weeds. They nurture the garden, make sure the nutrients are in the soil, make sure everything has what it needs. But there's a limit to what the gardener can do. With the best of intentions, they can do all their hard work, but if it's going to keep raining, the gardener's not going to get the results they were hoping for. If it's too sunny, then obviously, without watering the plants, that's not going to be useful either. So there needs to be a fine balance in terms of the weather. Now, the manager being like the gardener, well, then the leader is like the weather, or certainly the weather creator. And, you know, depending on what sort of mood we're in, we don't think about it, but as leaders, we create the weather that people around us experience. So if you're in a bad mood, you know, you're bringing a cloud with you. And you can guarantee that cloud is contagious. So however you were feeling, you'll see it just like a wave of emotion mirroring across everybody you meet. And you'll leave them with the same cloud. And if you're in a great mood, the chances are you'll leave everybody else feeling great, like the sun is shining, feeling fantastic. Now, we don't realize as leaders the impact we can have on people just by how we are. We create the weather around us. And I guess the question for you is, what sort of weather are you creating? I came across a really good quote by Warren Bennis, who was the American scholar. And he wrote, "Leaders learn by leading. And they learn best by leading in the face of obstacles. As weather shapes mountains, problems shape leaders." And so when sometimes we seem to think, I wouldn't mind an easy life. But I do wonder when I get into my philosophical moods, reflecting on life. Actually, I don't think any of us are here for an easy life. It's the struggles that make us. We don't want an easy life. And if you look at anything in terms of science and our bodies, it's the strain that we put our bodies under that helps us advance. There's some fantastic work by Professor David Sinclair into looking at reversing aging. And it's when we put our body under strain that we end up helping the body repair, to help develop, rejuvenate. And so often when you think about struggles, we often think we don't want struggles in our life. We want an easy life. But it's the struggles that make us. So it's the problems that shape leaders, just as the weather shapes mountains. And some of the problems we have, the cultural ones, the strategic ones, what business are we in? Where are we trying to get to? They're important. And then our job is to make sure that the people around us are experiencing the right weather. As I said, sunshine all the time is of no good. We don't want that. There's a reason why the earth goes through seasons. You know, these seasons help nourish the ground beneath us, allowing us to experience all the wonderful colors that we see throughout the year. And so we don't want too much of one thing and too little of another. it's important that we get the right balance as and when we need it. So if you're a manager out there, how would you describe the weather forecast for you for tomorrow, let's say? Or how's it been? How's the last week been? If you were to describe the weather for your department, for your function, how's the weather been? And how much of that was dictated by the leaders? And by weather, I mean the atmosphere, the environment, the culture, all of the things that either nurture or detract from the development of people around you and in the team. And if you're a leader, ask yourself, what impacts on you? What are the obstacles? What are the challenges that you face that sometimes end up overspilling into your mood and then subsequently onto how other people are feeling? I often talk about our core effect, our internal state, and how we have the ability to influence it. And there's, I can't remember the song now, or certainly the group, but everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you. Back in the 80s and 90s. And it was one of the ones that you, when you hear it, you can't stop hearing it. But it was really nice because it's so true. Wherever we go, we take the weather with us. We carry it with us. We can choose what sort of weather we want to create around us, within us. And we often think we're held hostage by the environment around us. If only this didn't happen, or if only that didn't happen, I would be in a better mood, or I would feel better about myself, or better about the things around me. But actually, it's our reaction to those things that create the weather. So what sort of weather are you creating? And how can you create, as a leader, an environment that nurtures people around you, that allows the gardeners to really make the most of what they're looking to create? I think it's important that we take a step back sometimes and realize that, you know, the critical role leaders and managers have in an organization. Managers are crucial, because without managers, we're not going to get brilliant people wanting to work for us. We're not going to create the environment where people can thrive. But without leaders who are focused and committed to their managers, we're not going to have managers wanting to do anything more than just the basics. You know, we've all heard about quiet quitting. And so whilst we're basking in the glory of the sunshine, ask yourself, what sort of weather are you creating as a leader? And as a manager, how well are you responding to the weather around you? Are you fighting against it? If the sun's shining around you and you're not feeling great, what's causing that? What could be getting in the way? It's incumbent upon every single one of us to take a step back and to reflect on ourselves and how we're feeling. Because ultimately, it does have a knock-on effect on people around us. People, and if you look at the next generation, we've got Generation Z coming into the workplace. Now, I know we don't, it's not great to generalize, but I do believe Gen Z are bringing a different mindset into the workplace. They have very little to lose. They came into the world of work from the back of a recession, from the introduction to work through a pandemic. They're going to be less paid than many other generations, very low pensions. What have they got to lose? And so they're coming in with a different mindset. They're challenging the world of work. And so let's use the space around us. Let's create the weather to allow them to really challenge convention, because who knows what they could create? Who knows what the world of work could be like in the future? So it's important then, as leaders, we create the right environment for managers to help the next generation thrive. We need to be challenged, and we need to be open to be challenged. Gen Z are going to challenge us. You know, there's so many organizations have gone back to how they worked pre-pandemic, but there's a lot of organizations that are saying, what if? What if there's a better way of working? What if there's a better way of how we do work? And those are the challenges leaders that shape leaders. Going back to that quote by Warren Bennis, leaders learn by leading, and they learn best by leading in the face of obstacles. Well, what greater obstacle now is there than really challenging the way we work? And as weather shapes mountains, problems shape leaders. We need to make sure we really face into some of the challenges we need to face into, and then create the environment for our managers to flourish, to create a space where people like Gen Z coming through now can make us question how we worked. You know, it can question the stupidity of how we've been doing things all this time and bring a bit of common sense into the world of work to say, I'm not doing that. Have you thought about X, Y, Z? So look, that's all for me. I wanted to just leave that with you. Whilst we enjoy the weather, think about the weather you're creating. Think about the weather that you're being subjected to. And for those gardeners out there, for those amazing managers, keep weeding, keep nurturing, keep watering the next generation of talent coming through. Because without them, we don't have an organization. And nobody wants to be the Kodaks of this world. So look, that's all for me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on leadership development, culture development, employee engagement, employee experiences, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.